Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Good morning. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday, everybody. And again, we are just so grateful to continue this conversation with our special guest, Shannon Watson, the founder and executive director of Majority in the Middle. Welcome back, Shannon.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
Yes, this is a great day for covering and modeling civility and managing meeting dynamics. We've done all of that stuff. And today we're going to shift to a response to a structured change for transparency. This is kind of we're talking about embedding participation and civility into the very fabric of our school's operation. So today we're going to discuss what low-cost adjustments can be made to inoculate your school against polarization, just hoping that it just doesn't derail those core instructional efforts. Are you ready for question number 4, Shannon?
I am ready.
All right. Well, here we go. So Beyond conflict management, what structural or maybe policy changes can a school administration implement today that can help embed transparency and civil participation just to hopefully to prevent polarization from derailing our core instructional efforts?
Good question. So there's a great book by Amanda Ripley called High Conflict. And I will tell you, this is an outstanding book. It's awesome. I read it in like 2 sittings and I highlighted it within an inch of its life because it's so great. And one of the things that it talks about in transparency is the idea that when for one person, transparency could be somebody else's humiliation. And so talking about transparency and setting the standard to your point about having policy that you know, these are the ways we're going to share, and this is how we're going to share, and this is what we're going to share ahead of time, so that it's just part of the culture, and it's part of what you do. And that takes it away from being like, okay, well, something's going on that must be malicious, so we need more transparency. We need to know all of the things that you did or said or whatever. So I think setting that standard ahead of time and sort of everybody committing to it as a value, I think is important. But then also thinking about what it is you're trying to achieve with transparency, because that can be kind of a buzzword. And if it is, you know, making things not super political or bringing people into a conversation, I think one of the things that's important is making sure that, like, if you're going for a policy or trying to solve a problem or going, you know, after a change or how are we going to spend money or these things. Some of this stuff gets tagged red or blue in ways that probably aren't super helpful. Now, that being said, you know, we're not being naive. We know that some things are generally positions that are held on the right and some things are generally positions that are held on the left. And if you can switch it up to where you're not necessarily fighting a political agenda, like keep the focus on the thing. Because then it takes the tribalism out of it. And that is one challenge that we're all having with the current political climate is that as human beings, you know, honestly, just part of our evolution, we sort into in-groups and out-groups naturally. We don't always do it out of malice. It's just because we're human beings and this is just the way we're sort of genetically coded. So we have a tendency to sort into the in-groups and out-groups. And so bringing everybody in to as much of an in-group as you can, that can be helpful because it's like, okay, we're all on the same team. It's not red versus blue. It's not me versus you. It's we're on the team and the problem is the thing we're tackling or the idea is the thing that we are tackling. So trying not to say, well, this is, you know, the issue that is being advanced by Republicans or Democrats at the state house, you know, but just keeping the focus on the subject. And then a lot of times when you're making decisions, there are going to be people who are for it and there are people who are against it. And I think bringing the people who are opposed to something into the conversation as much as you can and giving them the opportunity, not necessarily to sort of change the outcome, but to do what they can to make, in their opinion, the policy or the decision, whatever, less bad.
Okay.
Because that is sometimes the thing. You're not going to get your way, but what could we do to make it less bad? Here's a good example. In Minnesota, in 2023, our state banned conversion therapy. And surprising as it would be, the conversion therapy ban passed with bipartisan support in Minnesota. And one of the reasons that it did was that the chief author, who was a Democrat, partnered with a Republican who had significant concerns, both from a, you know, freedom of speech standpoint and from what this, you know, what position this put clergy in. But the two of them, their common value was that they didn't think, you know, we don't need to be messing with kids. And so, like, conversion therapy, not a good idea for kids. Keeping it available for adults and not sort of handcuffing clergy as to what they can have conversations with adults about were two very important things. And those wound up being, you know, they helped put the guidelines on the policy to where it was able to pass with, you know, bipartisan support and more than, you know, more than just one Republican. So I think that's part of the thing is giving everybody an opportunity to own a piece and come up with something that maybe they don't 100% agree with it, but they can live with it.
I think that's a key thing right there. I mean, everything we're doing in school, it should be student focused.
Absolutely.
Keeping students at the center at all times, that is the focus. And we may have disagreements on how we get there, but at the end of the day, that's the reason we're all here.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not easy work, but you sure make it sound easy. If we could just do all of the stuff you're telling us every day, this would be simple.
It is. And you know what? Actually, that's a really sort of good disclaimer for your listeners. This stuff is really easy to say. It is much harder to do in practice.
True.
So yeah. I think, you know, we are going to goof and we are going to do it wrong and we are all going to lose our temper from time to time and say things that we shouldn't. And sometimes it is really hard to work with people who, you know, you see as opposing sides of a really important issue. That's really hard. But having some steps can help.
Oh, that's awesome. Sharon, this is great. We got one left for you. So we're going to come back tomorrow on Friday and finish this up. But this is awesome. Really appreciate you being here. And I appreciate you listeners again for joining us on yet another episode of Your Morning Boost. As I said, we will be back again tomorrow as we wrap up this week with Shannon Watson. So till that time, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.